Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Just as we were reminded of the fact that it should be obvious that when this proverb says, "Where no counsel is," it is referring to good counsel or wise counsel. So we must state from the outset that when this proverb says, "But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety," is referring to the multitude of wise counsel. And it should be also understood that these are counselors with a common authority and basis for their wisdom, which would be a common faith in God's Word. That might seem obvious to some, but I assure you that many people have failed to approach counsel with a correct understanding of the matter, and it has caused them to crash and burn. That's not to say some people who are not Bible-believing Christians can't say wise things. But everything that any counselor says, whether a professing Christian or not, must be held up to the standard, the Word of God. You can hear wise counsel from a multitude of unbelievers, including Ben Franklin, who wrote under the pen name Poor Richard in those almanacs. Walt Whitman, Mark Twain, Jesse Stewart, so forth. There's even wise counsel to be found in selected sayings of the ancients, like Confucius, the ancient rabbis, Aristotle, Marcus Aurelius, and from the so-called church fathers and Christian authors that span the whole 2,000 years of Christianity and others. Whether Christian or not, any counsel you find in sources old or new must conform to the wisdom of the Word of God. That's why most of us Bible believers don't spend a whole lot of time quoting any of those other sources that I just mentioned or others, even though we are free to do so. Even the Apostle Paul is an example of quoting extra-biblical sources at times. But we check such counsel against the Word of God, and in most cases, we just figure, why not just give people the words of God instead of the words of men? In some cases, I'll quote the wisdom of some man-made source, and then explain its biblical confirmation for the same purpose of demonstrating exactly what we are discussing in this devotional. Counsel is fine, but the Bible is the authority and ultimate source for all true counsel. So you might ask, but the text says, in the multitude of counselors there is safety, but you're telling me to go to just one source, the Bible. Well, yes and no. The Bible itself is a source of a multitude. At least 40 different human authors wrote 66 books over a period of thousands of years, so the Bible itself is a source of a multitude of counselors. But the Bible is divinely inspired, so that what came from 40-plus human authors was breathed into their minds and hearts and came out of their mouths and pens to us from God. So you get the best of both worlds, a multitude of counselors providing God's wisdom in one book. But whether it's a friend providing counsel over a cup of coffee, or over the phone, or in the text, or in the social media post, or something you get in a book, or a radio talk program, or podcast, wherever you're getting it, a multitude of counsel is only as good as it is biblical. Surround yourself with biblical sources and Bible believers. The local church is a great source for such surroundings. Being careful about your associations and friendships, who you associate with on the internet, and what you watch on TV or listen to on the radio or on your phone. If you have a multitude of wise sources and check everything against God's Word, then you can rest assured of the truth of Proverbs 11:14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Be wise. And just be biblical.